Okay, this is August 31st, 2016, the Courtroom Observer conference call. And sorry, I wish I had recorded that too with Ollie. But so, is there anybody that was planning on going to Oregon from here? Guess not. Well, I see Kelly from Missouri. Well, that's not very close. Anyway, I was thinking of Kelly Stewart, not... anyway, she's heading up the Bundy case, and she's really overwhelmed with all the people. But anybody, does anybody have any cases that are happening or that they're going to help or that they know about? Anybody got any news? Hello?
Yeah, I guess nobody's got news, but I will make an announcement, I guess, that's more related to the technology, and that should help people out here. In a few days, we're going to have it so that our events, so like all our meetings, ham radio, everything that's on the calendar for NLA, should be posted automatically to Facebook as a reminder for people to come to the meetings and remind them what's going on today and that. So I just wanted to mention that as something that's coming up in the near future. So, yeah, and with that too, we had an upgrade on the system about a few days ago. So if you do see anything or notice anything that's not working, please just let me know at carl@nationallibertyalliance.org. That's all I have to say. So do we want to go into different courtroom observer cases now, Laura? See if anybody... has their case?
Well,
or do we have anybody?
I still have a Mark. Mark Cordova. He's been going to court. They keep changing his date and they keep messing around because he's actually got some really good courtroom observer support. We even had a excuse me. He even has a woman that's a part of NLA who's actually a bar attorney, and she's been helping him.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And cause John opened it up, I don't know, a while ago because there was a few bar attorneys who, you know, have set up with what they, you know,
mm-hmm.
had a system anyway. And so it opened up for people like that. And so Mark is really happy with her. But he's got some other observers, too. So, you know... sounds like they're playing cat and mouse with him, but he sounds really good. Like every time I talk to him, he sounds like a happy camper for as much as he can be, because they really railroaded him too.
Right.
But you know, I just have some. You know, I've sent out courtroom observer notices last week, but it doesn't seem like there's not that many people that have filled out the form lately anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of different people really kind of do it when it's first coming out, but as we have progressed, I kind of figured it was going to be sort of a leveling out. So we'll probably get one here and there, and then we'll maybe get a few all at once. So maybe you want to go into his case a little bit and describe that?
Well, it sounds like somebody accused him of of rape or something, but he didn't really do it because the person that's accusing him, or maybe they're making it, you know, it sounds like they're making a mountain out of a molehill, but I think he didn't even really, hardly ever around this, and he really screwed up on the witness stand because she revealed that she didn't know certain things about him that would have been really obvious. So that's what happened. So.
That was the one about the circumcision, right?
Circumcision or the non-circumcision or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Right answer.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, it sounds like. Oh, I know what it sounds like is going on is that he's a coach for boxers. A lot of things, and it sounded like somebody was trying to push him off to the side. That's what it sounds like. Really making him so messed up in the court system, he can't really focus on what he was, you know, his profession.
Right. So, now, when is his case again?
September 9th.
Okay. September 9th. So, what are we going to do for him? Courtroom
or
observer call?
Maybe it's 6. Hold on. Let me just
look. Okay.
Well, he even said he had a lot of support when I sent out his notice. But, you know, it's good to go to court anyway. Good practice. Okay. His is on the 6th, so not the 9th. There's another guy on the 9th. Who's that? Randall. He's on the 9th, Randall Moss, and he's in Zebulon, Georgia.
Are you guys done with that?
What?
This is Peter. How are you guys tonight?
Peter, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Just wanted to find out how you were making out with the education courtroom. You were talking about doing it mock trials and for education and something along those lines of a way for people to even understand what it looks like to be in a common law court. How are we dealing with that? Do we get
right.
Any
so,
ideas?
So what I did was we were talking with John about it, and essentially we're still kind of working on how we want to do that.
Right.
And I really don't have much detail after that. So the thing is, though, that if anybody wants to lead it and they really want to take control of it and to run it, it would be a lot quicker to get it implemented, because right now I think everybody's kind of overloaded with their own lives or their own workload, especially myself.
All true.
So yeah, I mean, we're working on it. I think we were kind of thinking of using the Tuesday night as that sort of night to do it. But now that I think the IRSD, where you were kind of scaling back on. So I think we're going to maybe have something like that instead of the IRSD on Tuesday. But we're just going to wait a little bit to implement that.
Were you discussing, like, fake mock trials, or were you discussing...
I think we were discussing the education in general. It could have included that we were talking more about, like, where do you go, what do you do, like, what's the first step, and any sort of legal procedure, court record, and that was really where the conversation was. It was just, can we have a night for this, and who's prepared to lead and do that? And unfortunately, we really don't have anybody at the moment who can stand up and do it and maybe prep themselves for it as well. And John being so busy is just not really available for that.
No, I think as long as we touch base and talk about it and get ideas started, mm-hmm. at least we're doing our duty, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's all I have, unfortunately.
Okay. More than we had before. Good. I don't have anything else for tonight. I will...
Okay.
Well, we can go to bed early tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much more to talk about if there's something else. Oh, tomorrow, though, let me just put this out there. Do you, Laura, do you know Thomas Williams, or do people know Thomas Williams?
I do, yeah.
Yes, I'm actually going to be on his radio show tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'm going to be on the second hour.
He's great.
Yes, yes.
How can you time in that?
That'd be 9 o'clock Eastern.
Cool. And on Cosmic Voice?
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, I put a post up there that links to the upcoming show for him. He's not on Cosmic Voice anymore. He's separated from Drake. He has his own show, Truth, Honor, and Justice. But really what I'm also trying to do, and why I'm also lacking a lot more time than I used to, is I kind of want to go out there and preach what we do. I mean, I'm open to really anybody at this point. You know, if the Cosmic Voice people want to have me on, if other people want to have me on, I'm open to it. People just want to need to let me know. So I know Thomas was kind of the... you know, I've been more in touch with him, which is why I think my first show is actually going to be with him and kind of where we're at right now. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Thomas is a great guy. And I just will be going over some recent things and what the plan is. Try to get the word out.
Yeah, I never heard exactly what happened, and it doesn't really matter. We know that everybody's doing their piece for this cause, and that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, absolutely. And that's why I'm open to anybody.
I'm the world of Thomas myself. He's definitely hits the right gut feelings with me, and you know, he's well respected from MLA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Members.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Congratulations. Good, doing good things there, Carl.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to be on for an hour?
What's that?
To be on for an hour?
I believe so, yeah. I'm on for the second hour. I think that's what he normally did with us in the past.
Well, I can get you an interview with Alexandra Metters.
I'd be fine with that. Who is she, is it he or she?
She's Galactic Connection.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'd be happy to do that.
And congratulations, Laura, on your new blog spot. Can't wait to hear you. Can't wait to see. I've seen something that you were possibly going to blog a little bit.
I am blogging Galactic Connection, but it is a lot of work. It is a little bit much. I was doing it as a favor. I'm doing it as a favor. I mean, it's not that I'm not getting paid a little bit, but I'm doing it as a favor to her because she needed change a blogger, and I just said, well, I'll do it, what the heck. And boy,
we have to support her. We've got to support her. She's a good girl.
I know. But it's 25 articles a day in a newsletter.
25 articles a day?
Yeah, in a newsletter. But I only have to do it three new. I mean, somebody else has it 4 days a week, and I'm just temporarily taking it 3 days a week. But it really takes up all my time. I mean, it's intense. I mean, I thought that I have a list, an email list of people that I would get certain articles from, and I would just send them the link and say, hey, this is great. This is trying to do a newsletter with pictures and videos and you know, all the things you have to do to get it straightened up. Wow, it's a lot.
Well, it's going to help you practice writing for legal stuff. You know?
Maybe.
She's going to write just as fast as John does.
I don't know, but anyway, I'm just helping her out for now. But she did a really good interview on me, with me, and I mostly promoted NLA. That was pretty much most of what I did, and I was hoping I got a whole bunch of more money that came in because I was really asking for people to join and at least give $5 a month. I don't know what happened with it, but...
I quote, it was a great interview. It was great. The great energy.
She has an audience, and she wants to interview more NLA stuff so I can get you one. Because Carl, you'll have a whole different, way of explaining it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Different generations, different age groups, different walks of life. And we're diverse, we the people. And definitely need to interview many more of us. Mm-hmm. It's great. I think that's a fantastic idea. Of course, you know, the message is still controlled, John. We still control our tongues, but
mm-hmm.
get the message out. But get the message out. Well, so far, it's been a long week, so... I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Well, if nobody has anything to talk about, why don't we just close down early? And
I think it's just us. I do think it's just us here.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording.